to talk about how promoting your stuff, it's almost the opposite of writing the stuff. You need a thin skin to write stuff and a thick skin to promote it. Sometimes I feel like I need a thick skin to, you need a thick skin to post shit as well. I often feel like I've got an inner waggy pissed off cat's tail and an outer waggy dog's tail. The outer waggy dog's tail says, please like me. And my inner pissed off cat's tail says, please dislike me. For the last few years, I've started channeling my inner pissed off cat's tail when I'm writing. And for me, that's been a relief. It's like saying, oh, I'm saying all the shit that I've always thought, but I've never been able to express it properly or say it in the way that I've wanted. And because I'm quite an agreeable person, writing it out is just like, oh, thank God. I'm just saying it's a fucking relief. It's a relief. So, yeah, I need a thin skin to be able to make the observations in the world, and then a thick skin to post it, receive the shit that I'm going to receive. The more reach that I get, the more negative comments that I get, also positive as well, but we're just, because we're dumb humans, we're built to recognize the negativity more than the positivity. Goes back to ancestral shit and stuff, recognizing danger or whatever the fuck they say. Makes sense. But yeah, it's been weird to write whispers and then to promote, then shout about my whispers online. It feels rub your stomach and pat your head kind of stuff. And it's a weird thing that I've developed over a long time. Like, I felt like I practiced sharing a lot of my stuff early on, and I'm glad that I did that. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to do get my stuff out there now. And I remember the first few times I remember the first thing that I ever published in a public thing was a cartoon for a student newspaper at a university in Australia, Lot's Wife, Monash University. I published a cartoon. There was no social media back then, but I remember walking through a university square or park or something, and I could see someone had opened the cartoon on the page, and they were reading it. That fucking span me out. I was shitting myself, and I just kept walking. And it was a weird experience. I remember the very first time. And I remember the very first time someone bought one of my cartoons for $20. A postgrad from the same postgrad magazine from the same university. They bought a bunch of my cartoons for $20 each, and that was a massive thrill. I always felt from then on, if you get money from your creativity, it's kind of like magic money, and you shouldn't pay bills with it. Laundromat it. Not the expression. Not laundromat it. You've got to launder your money through the tooth fairy to make it real, so you can pay for your bills. And I often forget that, because I've been doing it for so long, and I've been lucky enough to sell my shit and make money out of it. I forget the incredible fucking amazingness of making shit up. Well, not making shit up. It's just, pulling shit from my intuition that I've developed over decades and getting paid for that. That's fucking unbelievable. Remember when I sort of stumbled into an advertising job, and that was brutal. Like, you come up with creative ideas and you're told nearly all of them are shit. And I remember being embarrassed for a while that I'd worked in advertising, but now I go, fuck, I learned so much. It was a brutal environment where your babies, your ideas are shot down in front of people, and you've got to suffer it because you think it's the best thing you've made, and they go, nah, shit, shit, shit. And it's true. What I know is 90% of my ideas are shit. It's just true. And I'll post a lot of those online. My inner editor, a lot of those shit ideas bypass my inner editor and make it online. And sometimes they take off, sometimes they don't. And sometimes when the ones that do take off, I get bagged out completely by people. And then I go, oh, yes, you saw me. You saw that I was bullshitting. Ah, fuck. But advertising was an amazing place because it taught me to be less precious. It taught me how to promote my stuff in an artful way, in a creative way. Promoting your stuff takes creativity, and people skip that point, skip that bit, and think, oh, I'm so good. My stuff is so good that it doesn't deserve any kind of promotion. I'm just going to put it out there, and it's amazing. And it's just not true. You have to be able to promote your stuff. I remember thinking, how unfair is that? Art should be just beautiful and amazing, and if it's amazing, then it should work. And weirdly, yeah, for a long time I promoted my stuff, but this new book that I've made it's promoting itself. It's the only piece of art I've ever made that's grown its own sales, and it's doing its own thing outside the algorithm of social media. And that's fucking amazing. But I wrote 10 books before one book decided to grow its own sales. So it goes back to that, almost that stat that 10% of my stuff is good, 90% is shit. I'm not saying that my other 9 books were shit, but they're basically dead in the water unless I'm promoting them. And I'm glad that I promoted them. Some of them I promoted creatively. Like, I remember doing a book review of one of my books where I reviewed the book for its flickability, its smell, its how well it flies if you throw it into the air, just bullshit like that. It was fun. It was a dumb thing to do, and that was a way of promoting it, and that actually sold a few books. It's like, fuck it, the selling of it has to be poetry in itself as well. The poetry on a page is almost the most boring bit of it. I often find, if I read a book of poems by someone, the foreword or the dedication is the most truest, realest bit of the book, and all their poems are just pure bullshit fake. It's because they're in I am writing a poem mode, and it has to sound and look and feel like a poem. And it's dead. You can feel its deadness straight away. So it's the stuff when you're not deliberately, I am creating something that will be consumed, or it's the stuff outside the creativity that's often the true creative stuff. So yeah, promoting the stuff. Promoting is a dirty word in a world that hates capitalism or the bad parts of capitalism. But you have to do it. And I've come to love it in a stupid way. In the same way I've come to love poetry. I fucking hated poetry. Who writes poetry? Like I often find a lot of poetry still sucks. Just read it. It sounds like someone telling you their boring dream. It's great for them, but it's boring for everyone else, and just comes across as self-indulgent, navel-gazing twaddle. And like a lot of my stuff can too, but you got to take that risk. I understand you got to take that risk. And sometimes there'll be something good in there when you least likely think that you're writing a poem. That's when it works. So yeah, make your promotions poetry. Make that the poetry. That's where the good shit is. And it weirdly takes a thin skin and a thick skin. You have to develop both. And you don't have to. You can just have a thin skin and just write poetry for yourself, which is what I did for nearly 30 years. I just wrote for myself until it found an audience. And maybe I would have found an audience if I was 20 and there was social media as there is today. But I don't know. So yeah, shout about your whispering. That's the only way it's going to work. And connecting, sure, you can write for yourself, and that's great. And that's what I did, and it was medicine for me. But I love when poetry connects with other people. You're always tapping into, it's your own weird little community. It's your own little weird dumbass echo chamber, and it can be a beautiful thing. And of course, there's going to be bullshit that comes along with it, and people tell you you're actually a piece of shit and dumb. You don't know what you're saying, but that's part of it. It's the tax you pay if you have an audience, you got to pay a tax, and the tax is gossip, getting shat on, and all that sort of stuff, and that's just part of it. And on Connection, it's weird this year. Nick Pizzolatto, writer of True Detective, he's one of my favorite living writers, followed me, and Sean Lennon followed me, and yet I'll still get people who, I guess in inverted commas, are no ones, who will shout me down and tell me I'm making bullshit, and I'll still listen to that. I'll listen to it all. Yeah, for sure it was exciting about those two people, and then it's also quite unexciting about other people who are telling me that I'm a shit writer. Yeah, who knows? All right. They're actually all right. Nick Pizzolatto, Sean Lennon, and a bunch of no ones. They're all correct. That's what makes for good writing. Anyway, if you'd like to leave a review for this episode or on Spotify or Apple, I'd love that. Cheers.